It's just after 6 o'clock here on WLUW Chicago. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from the 100-watt Nuclear Strike Force, 88.7 FM, and podcasting on OutsideTheLoopRadio.com, coming to you from a soundproof booth at Ravinia in Highland Park, this is another edition of Outside the Loop Radio, Chicago's almost above ground audio magazine.
Welcome back to Outside the Loop Radio. Yes, we are Chicago's almost above ground audio magazine. Good to be back here on WLUW Chicago, your listener-supported community radio. I'm your host, Mike Steven.
And I'm your executive producer, Andy Herman.
Just, you are the people's executive producer, my friend.
No doubt.
Everyone's executive producer. By the way, what's up with the little announcer guy?
The Nuclear Strike Force?
What the hell is the Nuclear Strike Force?
I didn't write that. Did you write that?
I didn't write that. That's his own copy.
Little voice guy's starting to write his own stuff. I don't know. I don't know if I approve of that.
He's doing material now on the show.
Bits.
Wacky radio bitch, man. Well, it is good to be back here on 88.7, and we hope that you make us a part of your weekend every week. We're here every Friday at 6 o'clock here on WLUW, taking you into your weekend, and we're happy to do it. Even though this week was a little crazy with the weather, we hope that we are your little beacon of sunshine.
Your ray of light in the darkness.
Yes, sir. How was everything else? How was your Easter, by the way?
It was good. I didn't do much.
You were in town. You didn't go back to Ohio. Maggie didn't go back. You didn't go back to...
Yeah, we just...
Not like you
out.
Guys would go separately because you're married, but...
No, we spent our nice Easter together. Had some pancakes.
Pancakes?
And some turkey bacon.
Wait. Pancakes on Easter? Is that a weird Herman tradition?
No, it was just a happy morning. We were in our robes, you know, enjoying the nice pancakes and real, genuine maple syrup.
Where do you get real, genuine maple syrup from in Chicago?
We got it from Canada.
Oh, I see you outsourced it.
Okay. It was one of those things that's been sitting in the pantry for months, maybe years.
Is that like...
We're like, let's bust that out. That's good stuff.
Yeah, well, it sounds good. It sounds really good. Is that like now a Herman tradition, the new generation of Hermans?
Possibly.
Really?
Yeah.
Pancake breakfast on Easter morning?
I enjoy pancakes anytime.
Well, that's nice.
Did you have pancakes, too?
I did not have pancakes.
Why not?
Not the Steven way, my friend. Instead, it's a lot of ham, a lot of lamb, potatoes. Ooh. Oh, yeah. A lot of hard-boiled eggs. Ooh. You didn't do any hard-boiled eggs?
Did not do any hard-boiled eggs. Did you color them?
Oh, the coloring. My mom loves to color Easter eggs, but she has a twist. Growing up, and I don't know if anyone else out there did this, we would take crayons and write on the Easter egg and then dye it, and then you can read what is written on the egg.
Wow, cool.
And so, like, growing up, I would always have, like, a Mike or Mikey egg, and then my dad would have, Big Mike would have Big Mike on an egg. And
he actually wrote Big Mike?
Well, no, but everyone knows him as Big Mike, so he would have that on the egg. Jenny got her own egg this year.
Oh, really?
That was very nice. And I want you to know that you were not forgotten around our Easter table. You and your lovely wife, Maggie, are not forgotten because...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
My mom made you...
Really?
...and Maggie an Easter egg.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Steven.
It's a green Easter egg, and it's hard-boiled, and it says Andy and Maggie.
Oh, I know, how sweet.
Well, yeah, you know, she's sweet. I didn't get any of that in the jeans.
I can't wait to meet your parents. They only know me on the air.
I think that let's
but
just
I feel
keep
even
it like
more
that.
Connected now.
I'll tell you what, let's just keep it like that, okay?
What are you scared of?
You're creepy.
Come on now. Your mom's making me eggs. I feel special.
What's up later on this audio magazine, my friend, called Outside the Loop?
Coming up later, we're going to be talking about a very cool website. It's like the center of the technological world in Chicago. It lists all the events and everything that's coming up tech-related in the city.
Also, we'll talk about the WLUW Record Fair happening this weekend. Always very cool. But first, like I said, we are broadcasting from Ravinia. This place will be impacted a little later on in the season because some of their shows that were planned for the outdoor pavilion have to go indoors because, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, the cicadas are coming. Stay tuned. We'll talk about all that in just a few seconds. But In the meantime, we'll listen to some music from another local band. We're featuring local music here on Outside the Loop. Email us, info@outsidetheloopradio.com, or just go to the website, outsidetheloopradio.com, and submit us some of your tunes. This week, we'll be listening to some songs from a Chicago band called Office, off of their album Q&A, and it's really cool stuff. Check it out. This is Outside the Loop Radio on 88.7 WLUW. Too loud for you. Summer, believe it or not, is soon approaching, Andy. I know it's tough to believe with the weather we've had this week.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, and tell me about it. How does that happen, by the way? Snow in April?
I don't know. It's really frustrating, though.
I think we should call Tom Skilling on that one.
See if he can fix this mess.
Because he makes weather. Well, this year, summer is going to be a bit different and probably a bit louder. This summer, we'll see the return of the cicada. Yes, my friends, the cicada is on its way back to the Midwest. It happens every 17 years, so the last time we saw the cicada here was in 1990. And depending on who you talk to, people, they like cicadas, they can't stand cicadas, or they just don't care about cicadas. What's your take on it?
I enjoy cicadas.
You enjoy them?
Sure.
They look actually very, very freaky. I remember I was really young when the cicadas were here the first time, and they've got these red eyes, and they're pretty sizable insects, but they're harmless.
Well, when we take our trips out to the country, we'll have to check them out.
Just you and me?
Just you and me, that's
right. With our little picnic basket?
Absolutely.
Bottle of wine? Someone who is very happy that we are moving forward with this interview and very happy that the cicadas have returned or will return this summer is Mark Hurley. Mark is an environmental educator with Lake County Forest Preserves, and he joins us on the phone here on Outside the Loop. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, Mark, the cicadas are back this year. Why do we only see them every 17 years?
It's really a strange phenomenon, and we are, you know, super lucky, I think, and fortunate to experience something like this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let me go at it like this. There are two kinds of cicadas in, we'll just say, the Chicago area. And one is the annual cicada, and that's the cicada that's out every late summer. You hear it buzzing up in the tops of trees on the dog days of summer. And that's what they're called, the dog day cicada. And then you have the periodical cicadas, and there are three extremely similar-looking species, and this is the group of cicadas that all the hubbub's about. They'll be emerging after being in the ground for 17 years as a nymph, sucking tree juices from tree roots. And, you know, no one exactly knows why, but whammo, you know, here they're going to come out late May, early June this year.
So they're here every 17 years, like you said. Now, I read that one male cicada, and this I think this is pretty impressive, one male cicada can produce noise that is louder than a kitchen blender. Is that right?
Well, it's about equal. They say about 90 decibels, but I think you need to get a couple of them together to produce, you know, something like that. But you get a group of you know, thousands of them together in a canopy, and it's deafening. You couldn't even carry on a conversation outside.
Mark, you said what they do when the cicadas are underground, how they're essentially eating for all this time. But when they're up here, when they're above the ground, when they're among us, they're really loud and they're hanging out. What are they doing up here?
Well, there's two things going on. One, they're calling, sort of establishing territories, grouping up with the other males, and they're basically singing to attract females. And then,
all right.
That's it. And then in big numbers. And then it's kind of funny. The females will approach a male. They'll do a little dance together. There's a little wing clicking back and forth. And if they like each other, they mate. And then soon after successful mating, the males just die, fall back down to the ground. And then the female lays eggs, and thousands of eggs. She can make a slit in a tree about a quarter of an inch long and deposits 600 eggs in one slit. And then after a week or so of egg laying, then she dies.
So,
it's a weird weirdest thing.
That is so strange.
It is. It's just bizarre. I mean, no one can really explain it.
All right, so let me get this straight. So the cicadas, they come up here every 17 years. They pretty much have, like, something that goes on Saturday night at Russian Division.
That's what we're talking about, like Linkin Park.
So they pretty much party for 6 weeks or however long they're up here. Is it about 6 weeks?
Not even that long. The females, actually, you're right. I mean, the females could be around about no longer than that, let's say, and you know, before they die. And then after the eggs hatch, the nymphs then drop down to the ground, burrow into the ground, and the whole cycle starts again.
Mark Hurley is on the phone. He is an environmental educator with Lake County Forest Preserves here on Outside the Loop Radio on WLUW. Mark, I mentioned at the outset that these insects, the cicadas, they're harmless, and that's something that you as an educator want people to know as well, right?
Right. They're harmless to pets, harmless to people. They don't carry disease. Pets will eat them. People will eat them. People with an allergic reaction to shellfish, they better abstain from eating them because, you know, there could be a reaction there from eating the exoskeletons of these things. But, I mean, you know, that's such a small amount of people. But they are completely harmless.
You created, or you guys over at the Lake County Forest Preserves, created something called the Cicada Mobile. Now, tell us what the Cicada Mobile is all about.
It's really great. About well over a year ago, we got a committee of us together from various departments in the Forest Preserve and trying to figure out what we wanted to do, you know, to highlight this amazing thing that's going to happen. So one of the things we thought of is, and we do this already, we go into schools and teach nature programs, and we have scores of kids that come out to our nature programs in the preserve. And we thought, well, let's put together this cicada mobile, which is actually, it's turned out now to be a decked out trailer that we're going to pull with a van. But originally we wanted to get a vehicle and put wings on it and giant eyes and such. But the mobile houses interactive exhibits that we can pull up to a school and then take these interactive exhibits out, and kids and groups, you know, at various functions on the weekends or in the forest preserves, they can play around these exhibits and read about cicadas, and that's what it is. It's just an interactive thing on wheels, basically.
Well, if people want more information about the Cicada Mobile or what you're doing over at the Lake County Forest Preserves, they can go to lcfpd.org. I'll say that again, lcfpd.org. That is the website where people can go to learn about the Lake County Forest Preserves, the Cicada Mobile, and all the stuff that Mark Hurley is doing over there. Mark, a final question for you. Why do you like cicadas so much?
Well, I grew up in nature up in Wisconsin, and I just have always had a love for this kind of stuff. And, you know, like you said right at the onset, you know, they're big, they're kind of funny looking, they don't bite, and it's just an interesting thing to share with people and with kids. And I like all insects, guys. You know, it's just not a little hobby of mine.
Well, we'll check in with you again here on the show. I'm sure we always, here at Outside the Loop Radio, we always have pressing insect questions, right, Andy?
That's right.
Very, very in-depth, you know, questions and scientific knowledge we like to float through here in the soundproof booth, Mark. So I'm sure we'll be calling you again.
Sure, you can always call. Can I mention one event coming up, guys?
Sure.
On Sunday, June 3rd, we have our Cicada Fest. And we will have cicada speakers, naturalist leading guided cicada walks, all sorts of family activities. And, you know, Ryerson Woods in Deerfield is a Illinois Nature Preserve. It's a very high-quality forest, and that's what these cicadas like. And I tell you, back in 1990, it was just incredible, and we're expecting that again. So it's a great place for people to come out and see cicadas through our fest, through our events, or just down the road. We're open sun up to sundown every day.
People can go also, again, to your website, lcfpd.org, for all the info on that cicada fest. Now, Mark, Andy here, I'm doing some math. The next time that we will see cicadas will be 2024, am I right?
Right.
2024, the next time we see cicadas. So take them in, take some pictures. I'm sure that the Cubs will not have a World Series by that point, and I'm sure Mayor Daley will still be in power.
Probably right.
All right, well, keep that cicada mobile in good condition, Mark, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot for having me. It's been fun.
It's going to be a loud summer. That's Mark Hurley, an environmental educator with the Lake County Forest Preserve here on Outside the Loop Radio.
This is executive producer Andy Herman of Outside the Loop Radio on listener-supported community radio, 88.7 WLUW Chicago.
And this is your host, Mike Steven. We're here in the soundproof booth up in Ravinia. We are in Highland Park over at Ravinia Broadcasting, as we always do, every week here on the show from 6 to 6.30 on WLUW. Listening to some music from the local band Office, feel free to check out OutsideTheLoopRadio.com. Submit us some of your local music, and we'll feature it on the show as well. Like I just said, we're here every Friday evening taking you into your weekend. And speaking of doing things this weekend, Andy, I know people are always looking for stuff to do on the weekends, and there is a really big event happening tomorrow and Sunday.
And this is something we can do together, so I'm very excited.
Oh, just a little Mikey and Andy treat, huh?
A little outing.
Let's just see if we can creep people out more and more.
So I should probably go get the guest now, right?
That would be a good idea.
All right, why don't you do your little setup, and I'll go grab the guest.
There's a really, and I'm not saying this just because it's part of the radio station, a significant event happening this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. That's April 14th and the 15th over at the Pulaski Park Fieldhouse over at 1419 West Blackhawk. And that is the WLUW Record Fair and Other Delights. If you listen to this radio station, you've probably heard it promoted quite a bit, and we're really excited about it. The director of the Record Fair, Mary Nisi, is here sitting in the soundproof booth.
I am.
Mary, welcome to Outside the Loop.
Thank you for having me. I mean, I really just say it's quite an honor to be here on your 29th week.
We're very excited to have you here, and that's what Andy told me to say, right? It's in the script.
Hey.
Very excited. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey.
We're really happy to have you here, and this Record Fair, you've been working so hard. Give us an idea of what this is all about if people somehow don't know what this is.
What about the Record Fair?
About the Record Fair.
I have a feeling that the only people who don't know about the Record Fair are like longshoremen off the coast of Greenland.
Not to say that we plug that.
I mean, we talk about it all the time on the air, and I personally act like a browbeaten mother over this Record Fair. I do spend an awful lot of time working on this, and I hate my life for the 3 weeks prior to it. But
don't talk it up too much.
I mean, well, but that's the thing. Here's the thing. It's heading towards a plug, is that it's a ton of work that goes into planning this thing, and I hate it. And every year, my sister always rips on me. She's like, every year is your last year doing this. But it's when I get there and I'm in the middle of it, I'm like, oh, yes, this is why I like doing this, is because when I'm there, it's awesome. And it's completely boss.
And it is a record fair. I mean,
yes.
You can go and get all kinds of different vinyl and other stuff,
and
right?
And CD. Well, it's the Record Fair and Other Delights. So we've got, you know, there's vinyl, there's CDs, there's posters, there's little crafts. I mean, we got some artists up in that piece. I mean, really, anything that's not nailed down is faux sale.
And it benefits this radio station, WLUW 88.7, so that's great. And people can go online if they're interested in finding out more information, right? There's a website,
WLUWRecordFair.org, and we've got bands and DJs playing all weekend long. So you can see a lineup of the bands on the website, and then you can download a flyer off the website that gets you money off at the door. And
very cool.
And if you come to the fair, I guarantee you, you'll have a good time.
So says Mary Nisi. Now, Mary, it's great. At the Pulaski Park Fieldhouse, mm-hmm. That's 1419 West Blackhawk. It's right off of Division.
Yes.
And it's easily accessible by the expressway, by the Blue Line L, and, of course, the Ashland-Milwaukee bus. Whatever mm-hmm. you want to take, it's easy to get there.
Just Google Maps it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, where do all these records and these CDs and all this stuff, where does it all come from? Because people who work at the station, I find, get this question a lot. You know that record fair that you guys do? Where does all that stuff come from? Where all the records come from?
Well, at its core, the record fair is a vinyl fair. And, you know, I recruit a lot of independent dealers where this is their bag. Like, this is what they do, is they just kind of go around, you know, the region and, you know, peddle their, you know, vinyl. And everything from, like, you know, dollar records to, you know, like, original pressings mm-hmm. of, you know, whatever.
Of Styx, yes.
Yeah, Styx. Right. It's a lot of Styx fans come out in droves. Between Styx and all the original, like the first, like, you know, white label issues of 2112, that Rush record. I mean, seriously, those are the things that that people really dig deep for.
Oh, Geddy Lee, but, where have you gone?
He's still around.
Yeah, he's around.
It's John Rutsey, the original drummer for Rush, that we wonder where he's at.
Andy, do you know the original drummer of Rush, do you know his name? Did I miss that?
John Rutsey.
Oh, okay. Mary Note. What the hell am I talking about here?
I think that's what it is. Although I bet you that I'm wrong, and I dream the phone's going to start ringing. But I had an ex-boyfriend. We used to like make jokes about like that. What that guy is like sitting in a bar in like Manitoba, like lamenting the fact that he like got kicked out of Rush.
That could have been me. That could have been me.
Seriously, I could have been the one behind YYZ.
and big money.
Yeah. You know, that YYZ is actually, that's actually Morse code for YYZ. That na 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 na.
Really?
We're having a really long conversation.
Can
about
we get
Russian.
Mary back here just for like her own segment all the time? I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah, I have a plethora of ridiculous knowledge about nothing.
How do we get over talking about Russia?
Because we were talking about trying to find original pressings of white label Rush records.
Which brings us full circle to the WLUW record fair and other delights.
Oh, you'd ask me how I find my dealers.
Did you ever answer that question?
Well, I recruit them. But then we also have record labels, and then we've got some independent record stores, and then you know the rest of them are filled out by, you know, other delights.
that's what it's called. The WLUW Record Fair and Other Delights is tomorrow and Sunday. That is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, tomorrow, and on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go to the website, which is
WLUWRecordFair.org.
That's the website. Go check it out. It's a benefit for this radio station, WLUW. Mary Nisi is the director of the record fair. Thanks, and good luck with the fair this weekend.
Thank you. It's going to be a blastola. Just who looks at the door. All bracelets and red lipstick. She's seen around before.
Here on Outside the Loop, we try to cover a bunch of different topics that's going on across the Chicagoland area, and one topic that we are always interested in is that of technology. And there's always so much happening with technology. Of course, the joke is, you know, you buy like a piece of equipment, like a computer or an iPod or something, and like, you know, in 3 weeks, it's outdated. And it's, you know, to an extent, I think that's true. But there's also so much happening in the technology community here in Chicago, and a website that chronicles what's happening in the technical community in Chicago is windybits.com. That's windybits.com. And the publisher is Tom Sherman. And Tom's here in Chicago. He's on the phone. Tom, welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
Windybits.com. How did you start this, or why did you start this website?
I started Windybits because I'm kind of new to the Chicago tech scene. And I didn't think that there was a single place that, you know, people like me, people who were somewhat tech savvy and also tied into Chicago, for people like us to go and see what was going on and to hear about new things in Chicago technology. So I started it to cover that need.
When we talk about the Chicago technology community, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, I think what we're talking about now is kind of a resurging set of startups and tech-savvy people that are kind of have recovered from some of the boom and bust cycle of previous dot-coms. And now there's a new energy and new startups and new people. It's still small, but that's the tech scene that I see is that that positive, energetic community with new startups and with new people who are just interested in Chicago stuff.
And before windybits.com, there really, at least in your opinion, really wasn't any particular hub where people could go to learn about what's happening in the Chicago technology community, right?
Well, it was scattered around. There are some places for events. There are articles. You know, you can read about, you know, some coverage of Chicago technology in the Tribune or in the Sun-Times. And I just tried, most of what I try to do is pull it together and to just have a single destination you can go. if you want to say, if you want to figure out what's happening in Chicago technology, that this is the single place where you could go and find that.
Again, that website, windybits.com. Tom Sherman is the publisher of windybits.com. And on your site, give us an example. When you log on to the website, when you go onto the homepage of windybits.com, what can you see? What can people expect to find?
Well, there's basically three elements to the site. I do articles periodically, maybe once a week, that either cover an event or cover some interesting aspect of Chicago technology. For example, a guide, kind of a tech-savvy guide to the CTA, for example. There's a lot of sites that help you learn about the CTA or help you find out what's going right or wrong with the CTA. So I have those type of articles. I have an events calendar, which I think is the best and most useful part of the site. And that is a very high-quality list of events that touch Chicago technology in some way.
What kind of events are we talking about?
It could be anything from a party put on for a product launch to a conference on how to start a business, or there are meetup groups about for people with different interests. You know, maybe if you're interested in podcasting, for example, there are groups for that. So I try to basically find events that will be interesting to tech-savvy Chicagoans to put them all in one place. And then the final thing that I do is I read a ton of news every day, and I monitor a ton of sites, and I try to pick out all the interesting things that are happening with Chicago tech companies or something to do with Chicago technology or something of interest to tech-savvy Chicagoans. And I republish that news. I link to other sites.
Yeah, there are a lot of really interesting and cool links that people can check out when they go to windybits.com. And a lot of websites that focus on a lot of local issues that necessarily you don't have to be really brainy or technology savvy to go to. But there are those sites too. But there's a lot of really fun stuff you can go and find out that's all linked up through windybits.com. And I think it's cool because there's no pretension. There's no, you have to have this IQ to get into it, the subject that we're talking about.
Well, definitely not. You know, I am a techie, but I also like to think that I'm not a total geek and that I have interest in other things. I have a minor obsession with the L and the CTA, so I tend to touch on some of that stuff and also other things as well. I like Chicago and I like to know what's going on. So my personal interests are a little bit broader than technology, so that's reflected in Windy Bits.
The website, windybits.com. Tom, how long have you been going at this now?
You know, it's new. I've only been at this for about 2 to 2.5 months, and it's gone very well. It's better than I could have expected, and it's a lot of fun to do it every day.
What else do you hope to accomplish with Windy Bits? What's your grand scheme, your grand vision, if you will?
Well, I don't think I have a grand vision.
Okay.
I thought a lot about what I wanted the site to be before I did it, and then I said, you know, what the heck? I just want to do this and try it and have fun with it and see what happens. And originally, it's changed a little bit. You know, I think that always happens when you start something new. You kind of adjust as you go. But in terms of a grand scheme, for now, it's just for fun. You know, I have a day job. And the grand scheme to me is to have fun with it and to be a resource to people who are in Chicago and interested in technology.
And people can go to check out that resource at windybits.com. Tom Sherman is the publisher of that website. Tom, thanks for joining us here on Outside the Loop.
Great to be here. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to another edition of Outside the Loop Radio, Chicago's almost above ground audio magazine. This has been show number 29.
29.
It's an incredible number. I think we're going to make 30.
Let's go for it.
Okay. I'm Mike Steven, your host.
And I'm Andy Herman, your executive producer.
Good to have you with us every week. Outside the Loop Radio is on the air from 6 to 6:30 p.m. every Friday. So we would love for you to come back next Friday and check out the show at 6 o'clock. We'll take you right into your weekend here on OTL. Of course, visit OutsideTheLoopRadio.com. We archive all of the shows on that website. So if you miss a program, no problem. Check it out online and subscribe to the show's podcast. Copyright 2007.
Albert James Productions.
And we have been broadcasting from the soundproof booth up here in Highland Park at Ravinia. Hopefully a lot of those shows won't be canceled because of the arrival of the cicada. Andy, I know you wanted to go see the symphony this year.
You know, we're going to have to reschedule our date.
Okay, why don't you get on that?
I will.
Okay, very good. Dave Goldman, DJ Goldie G, is our composer of the theme song. Lawyer Danny does all of our legal work. Thanks for listening to Outside the Loop Radio here on 88.7 WLUW
Chicago.